Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Kurt Hurley, CMO of American Family Care, and we're going to be talking about some new ideas in SEO. First, this episode is brought to you by Social Joey, the better software company, and Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. Okay, Kurt Hurley is the CMO of American Family Care, and today we're going to be talking some search engine optimization. Welcome, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Can't wait to dive into some new ideas in SEO. I think a lot of people in our business could probably use a few new ideas and maybe a little bit of help. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about your background. What's your story?
Well, Jack, first of all, thanks for having me here today.
Sure.
Truly appreciate that. So my story is I'm a 20 plus year marketer, spent a great deal of those years in numerous industries with a primary practice in multi-unit, multi-location business verticals, kind of across the table with numerous industries ranging from healthcare to financial services to real estate sales coaching to health, wellness, fitness, and into home services, and currently back in healthcare at American Family Care. And, as a versatile marketer, I like to think of myself as having a fairly adequate perspective on most things marketing. And I really put a great effort into what I do to effectively be able to play part actively in everything that my team is doing. And, as you mentioned, SEO has become something that I'm very passionate about. It, is the true nature of communication when it comes to that user, to your audience, to your marketplace. And so with that being said, SEO, or as I like to call it, next gen SEO, is something that you and I had discussed frequently over the last several months, and I thought we'd maybe jump in and speak to that a little today.
Yeah, I love that term, next gen SEO. Tell us a little bit more about that. What's new and different than the previous generation in SEO?
So, when SEO first became a thing, it was more of a IT facet, more of a technical component to what took place with regards to search on the internet. And, today it's evolved into much more of a creative process. Sure, there's the elements of technical, but really today it has evolved into this creative component that really weighs heavy on the on-the-go mindset, the human being in search of specifically and exactly precisely what they want right now. And And so there's much to do about the creative facets of SEO, as well as the convergence of the technical facets of SEO. And so SEO has kind of become this creature of creativity married to this the semblance of technology. And so today we're looking at what I had referred to as next gen SEO, being this convergence or this marriage of those two facets, the creative as well as the technical.
It sounds like there's an art and a science to this that you're looking at. And my guess is a lot of marketers who haven't really changed anything in a few years are still looking at this as the science. You know, they've got certain keywords plugged in and certain things plugged into the back end of their websites and other platforms, but they're not really looking at the art, or maybe it's not even art. Maybe it's more psychology.
Yeah, well, it's really kind of all three. It's art, it's psychology, it's technology, it's this meeting, this convergence of these things that are in their best, I think in the best case scenario, attempting to understand the consumer, understand the user, understand the audience. And of course, these audiences are specific to, whatever the search or the search criteria or whatever the need or want is at any given time by anybody. But it is really that intersection of those things, of that art, of that science, of that technology. And you know, it's fascinating because it's really at the core of what it's attempting to do is just understand the user to a greater degree.
And understanding that user must change more frequently than most companies want to assume or even consider, because people's habits change and the way they use technology and the way they search for things, that's constantly changing. So if somebody hasn't really baked that into their formula in the last few years, they're probably pretty outdated. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely accurate. I mean, you know, I think the first thing we have to understand is we as marketers have to provide an optimal user experience. And there are a multitude of pieces that go into that user experience. I mean, voice search is here to stay. It's truly becoming the catalyst for all things search and will continue to do so. 50% of searchers are using voice now.
Wow.
And you know, everything is user driven, which means that the old message that, you know, hey, we're the company, look at us, this is what we do, use us or forever, you know, suffer from not doing so. That's gone. That's, you know, that's been burned to the ground. And so now it's about creating this value-driven awareness for your audience, for that specific human being that is looking for exactly what you do at exactly the time they want or need, and you know, all things that play into that. So the concept that these old school approaches to SEO, they no longer fly, because if we're not thinking about the consumer, if we're not thinking about their experience, if we're not thinking about where they're at, the channels and mediums that they use to acquire, to reach, to touch, to feel the things that they want, then we're all missing the boat. So it has come to this place where it's all about our market. And if we're not considering them first, then we're really failing in our attempt to do what we do as marketers.
It feels like for so long, brands have had this very linear strategy of do whatever you can to get someone to the corporate website or maybe the franchisee's website in a multi-location industry like we've both been working in for a long time. Do you see that going away to some extent with voice search? Like someone's going to, you know, do a voice search, they're going to ask a question out loud and not even really go to a website or not even look at a website perhaps. So does that whole strategy that we've all used for 20 years of sending people to a website first, is that going away? Do you see that disappearing? What are your thoughts there?
Yes, it is going away. And you know, 30% of searches coming up we're balancing on that number right now are screenless. And so that means that voice search and the use of AI together in that particular context, it's doing away with that, arriving at that website, that corporate website, and getting lost, because corporate websites are there to communicate a myriad of things and not just specific to a single search. And so, as especially in franchising, as we evolve into the use of voice search and artificial intelligence and honing in on getting what we need quicker, what we want quicker, this concept of being hyperlocal, being localized specific for your audience. And the truth is, we're not looking for the most part, what's across the country. We're looking for what's in our proximity, what is immediate to our need or our want. And so let's say we're, you know, it's 5:30, we're hungry, you know, the kids are in the back seat, it's Saturday afternoon, we've been out shopping all day, and we're looking for a restaurant to fit all of our needs. That's a tough order. And if we're not hyperlocal as a business, if we're not localized specific to the proximity of that search, if we're not effectively marketing to that audience, and that's not our only audience, but that's a potential audience, then we're failing to miss our mark. And so that's where it's evolving to. And of course, the website does act as corroborator. The website still acts as a trust factor, as a sense of enablement for further understanding of the brand. But ultimately, we have to provide the quick fix solution to that quick fix problem that is either thrown out through a long tail voice search or through a short tail data search into a search bar. So yeah, I mean, in a few years, websites will, their value will, you know, it will continue to diminish, but in a few years, the website will simply act as that foundation of the brand, with all things that precede that are the things that have actually driven us to the brand.
It's interesting that you describe a website as a trust provider, because I can totally see that a website now, for that person who you described as, you know, it's 5:30 on a Saturday and I'm looking for some food for me and the kids, the website doesn't matter to that person, but for someone who's actually researching the brand for maybe some completely other reason, the website is that trust provider, and it is a place where you want people to explore and learn about the brand and read the history and read the stories. But for the person who just needs to get a product or a service right now, the website doesn't really matter anymore. That's really interesting.
It doesn't. And if you think about it, what we typically tend to see in our search engine results are things like reviews or words of proffering from influencers, and other things that really speak about other human beings that are speaking on our behalf to drive not only or to help drive our rankings as a brand, but to really corroborate that idea that this brand is trustworthy, their service is fantastic, their menu is amazing, they're second to none in that particular category. And so these are the things that we want to see immediately when we're on the go. And if we're not getting that, then we'll find somebody else. If we do get that, then what we'll tend to do is we'll go in our free time when we're lounging back, we'll go, you know, I really like that. I want to find out more about that particular brand or that restaurant or that healthcare provider. And so that's what we do. And so the website becomes, it is a component of trust. It's a component of representation of the brand in many ways and for many purposes. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is not the first thing that people are looking for, nor is it going to be the solution to the problem that people are searching for in that immediate need for that particular answer or that solution.
So what advice would you give to, let's say there's a CMO or, you know, some other high-level marketing executive that's just moved into a new role at a new company, and maybe their website is quite dated, or maybe it just hasn't been tuned up SEO-wise in a while. Where do you start to help that company make a transition from, you know, sort of, I think as you referred to it as, you know, your grandma's SEO versus next gen SEO. Like, where do you even dig in and start on something like that?
Well, you know, the first thing you have to do is understand who your market is, understand who your consumer is, your audience, understand their needs, their wants, their desires, and set out to build an experience-driven website that represents the answers to their wants, their needs, their desires, and provide them with, yes, an experience, but B, a corroboration of all those things that they have become so savvy in their understanding of brands. And people are savvy. I mean, you know, make no mistake, if we do not understand our audience, then you know, we're making a grave mistake as marketers, because their insights drive everything. And so understanding who they are and giving them what they want, what they need, and what they desire, that's how that takes place. And the old approach was, let's build a website, let's tell people about ourselves, and let's drive people to that website. And in the end, they will choose us because we rock and the others don't. And that's not true anymore. I mean, it simply is not true.
We talked a lot about voice search earlier. Is that sort of the biggest trend you see going into the year 2020? Is an increase there? Or are there other trends that we're maybe not keeping an eye on as much as we are with voice search right now?
Well, obviously, voice search is a major factor in the future of SEO. It's almost like we're becoming lazier as human beings. And so we're looking for, you know, the shortest, sweetest, easiest way to resolve our issues, to answer our questions. And so we're, you know, we have Siri and all these voice-activated providers of information that are constantly around us, that it's a two-way street. They're absorbing us and we're absorbing them. And so voice is obviously going to continue to be a major factor, but artificial intelligence and and how it's running search and how it's becoming more intuitive based on intent of search. And again, as I'd mentioned, everything is moving toward user-driven, almost like a user-driven consciousness, as well as really understanding what we're looking for through value and through content of that value. And of course, reviews. The security of a website is crucial in SEO because Google still cares. No matter how old hat the website may be in many contexts, the fact that that is a secure website and someone who happens upon that website is not going to be bombarded or invaded, their personal space will not be compromised, that's still a factor and will continue to become more of a factor. Videos are, as we've been hearing, and yes, continue to evolve and become more and more crucial to our search experience because videos are representative of that attention span, our ease of access, quick, sweet answers. And then at the end of the day, it's not just all that stuff. It's how that experience is received by our consumer, by our audience, by our marketplace, and how they communicate that to others. So it becomes this full circle of all these pieces and more that are simultaneously working with voice search driving, I think, and then artificial intelligence driving those things forward at a rapid pace.
Excellent. We're going to pause there for just a moment. I think that's a good place to break. Thank you for that. We'll be back with some contact information in just a moment. First, today's episode is brought to you by The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining me today. We could go on for a few more hours about SEO, especially kind of leading into what's going to be happening with Google changes and more voice search and everything in 2020. But perhaps you would agree to come back in maybe sometime next quarter or early in 2020, and we can maybe dive a little bit more into what some of these changes have meant. Would that be good?
I'd love that, Jack. That'd be great.
Awesome. In the meantime, if any of our listeners have questions for you and they want to learn a little bit more and maybe connect with you, where would you like to send folks?
So, it's probably easiest to go to my LinkedIn page, okay, which is Kurt Lee Hurley. I use my middle name in context to my personal brand. So, it's just a LinkedIn/ Kurt Lee Hurley, and my contact information is available there. And I would welcome any questions, comments, or just contact with other marketers.
Awesome. Thank you for that, and thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.